gonna tell a story, it'll sound insane. See ya. Swayze spent some time traveling in Transylvania. Euro trip solo, got a little off track. Was hiking in the mountains when it turns pitch black. Alright, stay calm, brain, don't let the fear outrun us. It's no help that Swayze just ain't an ape, a magic fungus. Then was peeking, so when wolves howled, sorta started freaking. Saw a light shining in the distance like a beacon. Scary movie castle, perched on a chasm. Shit, rang the bell, was greeted by MC Ectoplasmic.
My name is Down Swayze. I'm lost, and I,
We have a crocodile pit.
What? That doesn't... I don't understand that at all. I just need a place to stay, and this was the first place
There's
I...
banging bordello in the basement.
Great. Is there a bed there that I can just stay in?
You can read the Necronomicon, but it's got a schlong on it. A dildo.
Oh, man. I do not need this right now. I'm freaking out!
Please come in, won't you? You look like you've been streaking, tweaking off some forest toadstools. Anyway, come in, relax. You look taxed, here's snacks. In fact, any minute now, the master should be back. We wouldn't want to keep the master waiting, but upstairs the master is masturbating. Where your ass is staying, so come in with no delaying, and protect your neck from masters masticating. So welcome. Here's one bit of suggestion. Keep your eyes peeled, cause master's erection casts no reflection. So I hope you brought protection.
Be cool, Swayze. Just a guy who runs a castle with a bordello. And he's staring at me and he's licking his lips. And he just ate a bat. Who the fuck eats a bat?
He shows me around. Seems he's a castle resident. His stories were real pervy and his manner was unpleasant. And he drooled and he giggled, swore I'd never do this again. Carpathian Mountains, no place for hallucinogens. Then I spotted them, three fine pale ass ladies. They looking hungry like the wolf for a taste of Down Swayze. The way they lick their lips, man, they seem mighty thirsty. Can't tell if they wanna fuck or hurt me. I don't know if it's hypnosis, but Swayze feels smitten. Set three sets of fangs, got me scared of getting bitten. Try to break the ice, say what big teeth you have. One laughs, other says, better for chewing on your ass. Next thing I know, I'm shirtless, and the ladies all lick me. The way they chewing on my neck, you know I'll get a hickey like a flash, they're gone. And now I'm hard and baffled till Ectoplasmic introduced the master of the castle.
Hello. Please forgive my late arrival. I was upstairs in the guest bedroom, rubbing one out all over the pillows. That is the room where you will be staying. I hope MC Ectoplasmic has kept you entertained.
I have, Master.
We will have such fun together. But now is the time for introductions. I'm being so rude. You must be the one that they call Down Swayze. I can see from your neck that you've met my special ladies. Be careful, they're nice, but prone to suck on ya. Let me introduce myself. My name is Count Fuckula.
And he does. Fuck a lot,
that is. Back in the day, I was a straight thug killer, but I've changed my ways, no longer a blood swiller. The hardcore shit, it's all in the past tenses. The only blood I get these days is on my lady's menses. A few of them may claim, oh, the Count just bit me, but they triflin'. Only thing I suck is they titties. Don't hate on me, because I sleep in a grave. I'm just a pale brother hustlin', trying to get laid
by many, many women.
So ladies, know for pleasure, you can count on the Count. My secret is go south with mouth before I mount. The daytime is for chumps, fuck the sun up above. Midnight is more nasty, night's the right time for love.
One sexy vampire. Two MCs staying in his castle. Three beautiful vampire ladies with bosoms and vaginas. Four hours till dawn. Let's get started with the sex, shall we? Yes.
So you got your name from a vampire who may or may not have been a drug-induced hallucination.
Yes.
Are you on drugs right now?
Probably. Why? Are you some sort of a narc? Because no, if you're a narc, narc.
No, just can you just please get out of my office?
Fine, but I'm taking this sweet-ass boombox I found with me.
No, I actually brought that with you.
Well, then you have no right to complain, do you? A good day, sir.